Bruce Springsteen here on 95.1 The One. Good afternoon. We have a sunny sky, 46 degrees at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. We have a special guest. We're going to interrupt our regular programming right now because we do have a special guest on the line. It is Kyle Nordine, the CEO of Northfield Retirement Community, the NRC. Kyle, thank you so much for taking some time and being with us today. We certainly appreciate that.
Jeff.
The reason why we have you on the air is earlier this week, the governor of Minnesota, yesterday, the quote-unquote battle plan he unveiled for nursing homes and facilities that care for our elderly after the state in general has had kind of a spike in COVID among some of the nursing facilities. Certainly not, though you have had cases here, not too bad in Northfield, but... Have you had an opportunity to take a look at that yet? Is the information that he outlined available yet, Kyle?
Yeah, we've had just a little bit of time to see kind of what the battle plan is, and we're really very happy about the fact that the governor and the legislature has heard our cries for needing some additional staff help and personal protective equipment, and they've set up a plan to help all of our facilities across the state of Minnesota help keep our residents and staff safe in their environments.
What does that entail? I understand it's a five-step program. What does that all that entail?
Yeah, there's five steps to it, and it's fairly detailed within that process. A lot of it will have to do with making sure that contacts are made with all of the facilities to make sure the infection control programs and the help that they individually need for each facility is in place, both for staffing help that they might need if employees become affected with the virus, and to also make sure that we have all the personal protective equipment that we need in place. That's been a constant problem for a number of weeks for a lot of facilities. Fortunately for NRC, we were somewhat prepared for that and have been able to keep a fairly good inventory of personal protective equipment available. Probably the biggest piece that will come about as part of this battle plan will be testing. Has been kind of asked for by a number of people, not only in our facilities, but also across the county and certainly the state. And that is that if there is a positive test in a resident, that they will actually send out a strike force, as they call it, to help provide testing in the facilities to find out all those who may be positive in nature. They will test, at least to begin with, all those folks that may have symptoms and then provide testing to everybody else and hopefully identify folks who may be positive and may not show symptoms. So we know that that's going to be important. We're not sure what the outcomes of that will be, but it most certainly will tell us a lot more information than what we're able to gather today.
Now, that is, testing and tracing is going to be, it's easier said than done. Let's start off with the testing part of it. Will they be testing all the employees, all the residents of NRC? Does it include vendors or family members? Do we know yet?
Yeah, we don't really know all of the details of that. As you can imagine, with 330 nursing homes across the state, the optimization of an optimization of getting testing to be done is going to take some time, and the logistics are fairly extensive. Our understanding is that this will be picked up not only by the Department of Health, but the Testing Command Center as part of the emergency safety management of the state of Minnesota. I suspect we won't probably hear any of the final details of how this is going to work for probably another 10 to 14 days as to how it's going to be expanded throughout the state.
Currently, is there much available for testing?
There is some availability now of testing. We know that the hospital here in Northfield has now been able to help with some testing, as well as other locations and other labs across the state. For the most part, though, any testing that we have done is all brought directly to the Minnesota Department of Health for their testing at this point in time. to get as quick a return back as we can. But the testing operations are opening up much more than they were even a week ago.
Now, within these guidelines, is as far as you know, the financial obligations, is that just directed upon the facility itself, or is all this picked up by the state? How does that work?
Yeah, it's one of the details that we still don't know within the plan. We are waiting to hear the details about how that's going to be affected, and if it's going to be picked up by the facilities, or if it's going to be picked up by the state of Minnesota directly.
Tell us about the residents and the employees. I would imagine there's certainly concern among them, but from a standpoint of mental health and maybe getting a little stir crazy, are they all doing pretty well?
Yeah, I think for the most part, our residents and our staff are just super to work with. Certainly, there's a fear factor that we all have about the unknown of this virus. But we're doing everything we can and that we are able to provide the protection and to communicate with everybody the best that we can about what's happening around them. And I think that eases a lot of fear. Is when you kind of know what's going on, you feel a lot better about where things are at and what the next steps might be in the process.
From the standpoint of just your day-to-day business, you have, places to fill. You have apartments and rooms and such. Are you able to take in new residents at this point? Is everything kind of at a standstill there?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have taken a number of folks into the nursing home, specifically when they come from a stay in the hospital, as we are required to help the hospitals be able to relieve some of their concerns that they might have if there was a surge or other issues. In assisted living and independent living in particular, we have limited our ability to take any new admissions at this point in time. And as the governor continues to open up more of the state, we certainly will look at those opportunities to build in some new provisions that allow us to start taking people back into new apartments.
Now, also from an employee standpoint, of course, you have, healthcare workers that need to be on the job, but essential employees other than that, I know a lot of employees at Northfield Retirement Community, are they all in at work every day? Are they working remotely?
Yeah, we have a number of folks that show up each and every day, and we're just so proud of our staff and all the commitments and dedication that they have to our residents and our families. We do have a number of folks who are working remotely, primarily not to use up any additional personal protective equipment that we don't need to. And so we have a number of folks that work remotely as well within the facility itself.
Once again, Kyle Nordine is our guest right now. We're talking, he is the CEO of Northfield Retirement Community, and we're talking about the governor's battle plan that he has just unveiled. I wanted to ask what your experience has been, but I guess nobody has really much experience in what's going on right now as far as the governor's goes. Has it been, he seems pretty orderly and pretty organized with his decisions and with his execution. Are you pretty confident that this information, the stuff that he said, the resources that he was going to make available, are you pretty confident that's going to happen in a timely manner?
Yeah, I think so. I think a key word that you're using there, Jeff, is timely. And we all have different definitions of what timely is. I think we're just so pleased to hear that there's a focus now on long-term care and providing for our most vulnerable seniors, not only in Northfield but across the state, and we believe that this will be a new start to help us get better plans in place and to really know where we sit, especially regarding this whole issue of testing.
All right. Kyle, is there anything else that we've missed or that you wanted to add to the conversation?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I just wanted to remind everybody, we hope everybody has a safe Mother's Day this weekend, especially as we think about being close to our family members and especially our moms. And we just remind everybody to follow the governor's orders about social distancing as much as you can. Certainly wear a mask, wash your hands, don't touch your face. and try to have as best, you know, a time with mom as you can, given this very, very controversial time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of being with us. Best of luck to you going forward in the future with all of this, and happy Mother's Day this weekend as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. That is Kyle Nordine, the CEO of Northfield Retirement Community, NRC, once again commenting on the governor's new battle plan that he has unveiled to aid nursing homes.